Now it's time for Audiograph. All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this sound.
We're going to walk up the hill. The horses are probably over the top.
We asked you to tell us what it was and where we recorded it. KALW's Tiffany Kamhai brings us the answer.
I'm Robert Eichsted. I'm one of the horse owners at Horse Hill in Mill Valley, California. I keep a horse here on this pasture along with 14 other owners. So let's find out where the herd is. So we're on the top of Horse Hill, which is a grove of oak trees that the horses are fond of being in. These two horses are buddies. Muffin is a quarter horse, rodeo style. He does actual rodeo events. The horse beyond him is an Arabian Silver Fox. He's retired now. Silver Fox is almost 32. He's lived here since he was 4. This is Mo. Mo is brand new to Horse Hill. He's a young Arabian gelding. He's been on the hill for about a week and a half, and he's finally found his place. Each of the horses has a place in the herd and a personality and certain habits and propensities that make them unique. And after you've gotten to know them, they're as distinctive as any of your own human friends.
So which one is the top dog here?
It's getting right closest to us.
Oh, it's, okay. I think the other day I stopped and he was right by the gates and he let me pet him.
Yeah. So his name is Cruiser. And Cruiser is the top horse. But he's a leader by example. He's not aggressive.
Oh, yeah, he licked me.
And he just has a big personal space.
So what makes Horse Hill significant for you, or what is special about it for you personally?
Well, personally, Horse Hill is special because I know its value to the horses that live here. It's an incredibly healthy place for a horse to live. It's open pasture land. It's free-range grazing. It's also one I don't know of anywhere else that I've been where individually, privately owned horses range on a public open space that's accessible to the public. That's a unique situation that allows people to meet horses, which are probably the largest mammals that they will ever be able to walk up to and touch.
Whoa! Look at that.
What are you guys doing? They just suddenly all got very excited. For some reason, they've decided that they've had enough of radio interviews and they're on to their next adventure.